tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing today? I hope everyone is actually having a great day today. Well, my topic of today will be social media and the devil's playground. Let's say it again. Social media is the devil's playground. I heard that saying somewhere on the radio. So I'm like, you know, though, I got to use this right now. And the reason why I say that, right? Now, by now, you know, if you are in urban culture, you know about Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. Okay, I'm going to tell you this real quick, right? All right? I don't watch sports like that. I'm not a sports guy, but I'm a hip-hop guy. I love hip-hop. And I never really heard of Klay Thompson until I started dating Megan Thee Stallion, right? I do believe when he started dating Megan Thee Stallion because of his stature, I think this was a good look for this guy. Because he might be good in basketball, great from what I heard, but he's not a superstar, right? Maybe to the basketball level and sports level, right? He's not like up there in the caliber of like a Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or, you know what I mean, Magic Johnson or those type of guys, Larry Bird, right? You see what I'm saying? Because those guys I just named, you could, even if you don't watch basketball, 9 times out of 10, you know who these guys are, right? But anyway, now, Megan Thee Stallion, right? She put her business out there on the internet. Okay. And what I've seen, I saw a lot of women that don't even know these people, right, on the internet. When I was scrolling through Instagram, when I was scrolling through Facebook and TikTok, right? Just scrolling through the stuff, because I was bored, nothing else to do. And across my timeline was these women just cursing Klay Thompson out. Don't even know the guy. Like, I don't know Klay Thompson. I felt bad for the man. All right? Because of what Megan said about this man, I guess, cheated on her. According to her, that's what she said, right? So it was a big deal in the hip-hop world, in the urban community world. I'm seeing these women. Sometimes I felt like these women, some of them probably were triggers of things that happened to them in the past. They had me thinking, you know what I mean? And then I follow this one guy, like a doctor of finance. His name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I follow him on Instagram because a lot of times I like what this man has to say sometimes. But he posted up a picture, right, of two people, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. He's asking a simple question. Would you marry these two women, right? Normally, when stuff like that, people ask questions like that, normally I like to read the comments a lot. But this time I didn't read the damn comments. So I just decided to just look up rappers from the 90s to now, right? Who rap type of music like, say, Megan and Cardi B rap about. So I look up, and I was like, how many of these rappers have been married for 10 years or longer? You know what I mean? So you gave me this broad type of rapper. And this is just, you know what I'm saying, not in all cases, right? But when you see rappers like Lil' Kim, what else? Of course, Megan Cardi B. You know what I mean? Those female rappers. Their marriage don't really, even if they get married, the marriage doesn't really last long. You know what I mean? And these are probably some good women. You know, if you know them behind the scenes, you're right. But when you see a rapper like Eve, right? Because Eve, she's not the type of rapper when she raps to strip off her clothes and get naked in her music videos, right? She's very classy in her videos. You understand me? You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, this doesn't go for all cases, though, right? So, when he asked that question, Dr. Watkins, it just made me think, though. And I was like, if I was in that tax bracket, as these women are, right? And I'm looking for a wife. I got to be real about this situation. Damn right, I'm a man, right? So, damn right, I'm going to try the merchandise. I will, if they allow me, if I was in within the age group. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to try to land merchandise. But are they really marriage material? You know, Megan Thee Stallion, from what I heard, she be cooking her butt off, cooking for her parents, do all kind of stuff, right? But she does it for the gram. You know what I mean? Does she really do that all the time? Is she the type of woman that cooks, that clean, that take care of the house, right? Is she that type of woman? You see what I'm saying? We don't know. Because we don't live in their lifestyle, right? Because my mindset as a man, and I'm watching these beautiful women, because they don't get me wrong, they are very beautiful, beautiful females, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you this right now. Megan and Cardi B, they are in my top five of female rappers that came out in the newer generation, right? That came out from 2017 and beyond. As a matter of fact, since around 2000, for the last rap album I actually bought, right, was in 2004. You see what I'm saying? Or even downloaded, right? So it was in 2004. When Cardi B came out in 2017, right, with Bodak Yellow, when she came out with that, she got me interested in the younger version of hip hop. I gotta say that. She got me, because before I wasn't checking for no new rappers, man. I felt like these rappers wasn't really talking about nothing. You know what I mean? So I love them, the music. I listen to their music. Cardi B, Megan, every album Megan Thee Stallion had made, I listened to the whole album at least once. Cardi B the same way. All, you know what I mean? And a few other female rappers that I really like to listen to. But this is not about the talent. This is about, would you really marry these women? You know what I'm saying? Look at Cardi B. I ain't judging, but I got to speak the obvious. As soon as she got divorced, what happened? She got pregnant right away. Or even separated. I don't know. Even she got divorced, right? She got pregnant right away. I mean, don't get me wrong, a baby is a blessing, but she got pregnant right away. So, these women, right? If I was in this status, will I marry these women? Maybe not. But don't get me wrong, I have fun with them, though. So I would have a lot of fun with them. You see what I'm saying? But as far as marriage, to me, in my mind, because of the music that they sing about, the rap about, the WAP and all that. I love those songs. Right? I love the WAP. You understand me? But as far as marriage, uh-uh. So I'm saying, if I was in that damn status, like as an entertainer or the same tax bracket, right? Me personally, I would be looking for a doctor or a lawyer, somebody like that. People in that type of profession. Or even a reporter, right? That's what I'll be looking at. See what I'm saying? Now, like I said, right, with Klay Thompson now, these are women who are just going after this man. Who's going after this man. Don't even know the whole story, right? Now, Klay Thompson is a basketball player, so he got some good basketball money, right? He's the man. You don't know what kind of lifestyle Megan wanted, right? Does she want him to spend a lot of money on her? We don't know. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying this, right? There are always two sides to every story. You gotta get the man or mess wrong. Think about it too, right? He's a basketball player. He traveled all over the country. All over the country he traveled. Young man, less than 40 years old. Rich, handsome. You understand me? So, when women are throwing their panties at him, for a young man that's there who got money, do you think it's easy to turn down a lot? Nah. As a man, right? Because there are all kind of beautiful women. Well, so we gotta be real. I get it. He had a woman, I get it. He should have told her all that he should have been real with her. I get it. But at the end of the day, he's still a damn man. Right? There's no excuse. I'm not defending him in no way. You understand? But I can't be a hypocrite my damn self either. I can't. You know? I can't be a hypocrite. And I would, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I see like a lot of men coming on the internet and bashing Megan. For what? What had the woman done to you? You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And it's always these black men, man, always bashing these black women. Seriously, always. You don't see white men bashing their white women. You don't see that at all. But you see these black men just talking bad about Megan Thee Stallion. That's sad to me. You see what I'm saying? That's really sad. You know what I mean? But just like I said earlier, though, when these women, though, man, was going off on Klay Thompson through the internet. I mean, talking about cussing his man out, talking about, I wish he had a bad season. I wish this, I wish that. I'm like, damn. Well, what the hell? Like, man, these women are crazy. For real. These women are crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people taking sides, picking sides, though, man. You know what I'm saying? People celebrating, people hating. And people judging, celebrating, hating, and judging. And most of them don't even know these damn people. Because no matter what, Megan, beautiful woman, beautiful, chocolate sister, very beautiful, right? She's rich, very successful. She'll be fine. She's young, only 31 years old. She'll be fine. She's dope. Or I should say, she's great. In the things that she does. You understand me? To me, she's a great rapper. I love her music. You know? I always compare her, all right, to Tupac. And I'm gonna tell you why. Not because of the content of her music, but how she be on top of the beat. No pun intended, all right? No pun intended, okay? But how she be riding the damn beat, right? Tupac, when you listen to Tupac's music, He'd be on top of the beat like nothing in some of the songs. And she does the same way. So I'm saying, not a lot of rappers could really do that. Be actually on top of the damn beat, you know what I'm saying? Bam, bam. I don't know how to explain, but really when she be rapping. You know what I mean? Because I listen to all that stuff. Not only the music, not only what they say, but how they're actually riding the beat as well. You understand me? I mean, those rappers though, right? But just like I said, people. They will be okay, man. Megan Thee Stallion will be okay. Klay Thompson will be all right. You know what I mean? But, and man, they end up on this real talk right here. I know I was talking trash earlier, which I meant what I said, but, and the man that end up with someone like a Megan Thee Stallion at 31, successful. She has no children, not to be putting down anybody that got kids, but she's young with no kids. She's a catch. Let's be real about that. She's the damn catch. You see what I'm saying? But for me though, as a man, if I was a man their age, will I marry women like that? You know what I mean? Maybe not. You see what I'm saying? Maybe I wouldn't. I'm just being honest. See, some people would, But maybe me, I would not. Right? You know what I'm saying? People just don't live life. They perform. A lot of these people, though, you know what I'm saying, perform their lives through social media, right? A lot of them do. That's why I got to call this episode The Devil's Playground. Now, let's talk about the illusion of reality. Instant belief without verification, right? Now, the moment something is posted, a lot of times people accept the post as the truth, right? No fact checking, no patience, just reaction. And that's how rumors become reality in minutes. Sometimes when people post things, oh, I got this. I got that. You know what I'm saying? Bragging on the things that they have. Excuse me, you know what I mean? Bragging on the things that they have. And sometimes they brag on the things that they don't have, but they pretend that they have it, right? Trying to keep up with the damn Joneses, keeping up with the Kardashians, as they would say. You see what I'm saying? But internet is not real, y'all. The illusion of reality. You know what I'm saying? People only post the best part of their life. What you see online is the edited version of these people, the filtered version. How many people say when they take pictures, right? Instead of they just put the real picture out there, they got to filter it down, do this, do that. You see what I'm saying? To make it look good. It's not real. It's fake. You know what I mean? I'd rather somebody post something in the natural self. Then put the fakeness on the damn. It doesn't matter if you got a little bit of acne. So what? That's what makes you who you are. You understand me? You don't have to, oh, I'm going to filter this little bumper face. I'm going to filter that shit out. But people who know you just saw you a couple hours ago. And they follow you on Facebook or Instagram. And then in their mind, they'll be like, man, this damn chick is fake. This chick got a, you know what I'm saying? I just saw her with a big ass bump on her damn face. A big ass bump on her face a couple hours ago. And now she ain't got a damn bump. Come on now. Gotta be real. You understand me? If you got a damn bump on your face, don't post nothing. Or if you're gonna post something, post with your goddamn bump. You understand me? Don't be fake. Put all the damn filters on your stuff. To try to make it look perfect, when none of us is perfect, right? Once something is posted, people start creating their own stories, man. They fill in missing details with imaginations and not facts. Social media, the devil's playground, right? Sometimes people do emotional investment into strangers, right? People that they don't even freaking know. People become emotionally attached to situations that don't involve them at all. They react as it's personal, man. Right? They go there, you know what I'm saying? So they might post something. And some strangers that they don't even know talk trash about the things that the posts are about them. And some of these people, especially females, right? Want to go crawl up into a damn corner. If you don't want to hear people, stop posting. But it's hard though, right? Because a lot of y'all young people, that's what y'all grew up on. When the internet started getting popular with smartphones and all that in 2007, a lot of y'all were little children, right? So that's all y'all know. Now y'all grown-ass adults in your late 20s, early 30s, right? So that's all you all know. See what I'm saying? You post things, try to be validated by people you don't even know. You know, you see what I'm saying? Right? A lot of drama sometimes gets rewarded through the internet. The more controversial or emotional something is, the more attention it gets, right? Truth is secondary. Reaction is primary. So I'm saying sometimes people post controversial crap on the internet. They do. They post controversial crap on the damn internet just to get some likes and some clicks. And sometimes those stuff could be fake sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes those things could be fake, but people still do it anyway. People still do it anyway. That's sad to me, man. You know what I mean? For strangers that you don't even know. Social media sometimes could be like the courtroom. People online judge situations instantly, deciding who's right or wrong without knowing the full story. Because a lot of people on the internet, they don't do fact checking. They don't read. See what I'm saying? They don't read none of that stuff. All of that. Sometimes the truth, it gets lost. Eventually, the viral version becomes the truth, right? Even if it's not accurate. Sometimes, as they say, a lie will go around the world many times before that truth is. Think about that. A lie will go around the world many times before the truth goes around the world even one time. All right? And I'm just paraphrasing, okay? But that's how it is. Now, let's talk about the devil's playground, y'all. The devil's playground. The seven deadly sins. And mental health when it comes to social media. Come on, let's talk about it. So, the look at me culture, right? Social media thrives on pride. People post for attention. Validating. Look at me. And recognition, likes, and comments. Comments become a measure of self-worth. When validation doesn't come, it can lead to low self-esteem, anxiety, and self-doubt. Look at me. Oh, man. Nobody not liking my stuff. Nobody not interacting with, engaging in my posts. I'm sad today. I'm depressed. All that, those type of things happen. Envy, deadly sin number two, the comparison trap. People constantly compare their lives to others. Just like I said about keeping up with the Kardashians. Relationships, money, success. Look at me. I got money. I'm rich. On the internet. But people don't know you broke as hell. You be struggling just trying to pay your damn bills. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a prime example. And I don't know the man's pocket. But the boxer, Floyd Mayweather, right? He loved to post his money. Oh, I'm money Floyd Mayweather. You understand me? Bragging about it. But yet, this man owed taxes. You know what I mean? This man was 50 years old, damn near 50 years old, going back in the damn ring. Is he broke? Does he need money? You see what I'm saying? Those type of things. Things that makes you go, You understand me? When people be posting, let me do that again. Things that make you go, You see what I'm saying? All that crap. Deadly sin. Number three, lust, over sexualization and attention. Social media pushes sexualized content because it gets attention. People feel pressure to present themselves a certain way. You know what I mean? Look at something like, I've never been on there, but I heard, like our OnlyFans, right? When women be pop out just sexy or doing all kind of crap, right? Just to make money. See what I'm saying? How many times you see, a lot, especially these rappers, man, these female rappers, shaking the damn booty with barely anything on the damn on instant on the damn freaking social media, especially like Instagram. And I say all they do want to twerk, twerk, twerk. That's all they know to do, right? They don't even dance. All they want to do is twerk. See what I'm saying? That's not talent. For real. So with the mental health impact though, man, this create body image issue. Cause suppose if you look fat, people talk trash, insecure and distorted views of love and relationship, right? Look at Megan Thee Stallion, right? In the beginning of her career. And to me, man, she looks fine to me. She was great looking. Still is. She still is. But in the beginning of her career, people used to mess with her damn weight. That's probably why she got Jim Harden, lost a lot of weight. But she didn't have to, though. To me, she wasn't fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? She looked good back then. She looked good now. But she looked good back then, too. You see what I'm saying? But when people talk stuff, and it constantly in your mind and in your ear, then you be like, damn, I need to work on my little stomach. I need to do this. I need to do that. You see what I'm saying? Greed, right? It's number four, right? The seven deadly sins, number four. Clout, money, and followers. Main thing is clout, money, and followers, right? People chase followers, views, and money. Everything becomes transactional for these people. You know what I'm saying? And when it doesn't happen for them, it's constant chasing leads to burnout, to stress, and never feeling satisfied at all. Never feeling satisfied. You know what I mean? The wrath. Anger, right? Wrath. Number five. Seven deadly sins, number five. Anger and toxic energy comes from social media. Comments, sections are full of arguments and hate. And also negativity. But can you handle that though? People attack others without consequences. You know what I'm saying? And this could impact a lot of people's mental health too, right? They feel stress, anger, emotional exhaustion, and negativity. Overload. Also, when you post things, right? Because think about it, I gotta be honest with you right now. A lot of our young folks from the young generation, not like Gen X people, a lot of y'all don't have thick skin. Every little thing people say about you, you wanna whine and cry about it. Some of y'all do. Go on. And I'm talking about the grown adults, not the young children. But I'm talking about the grown adults. You see what I'm saying? In your 30s and your 40s, right? People talking negatively about you. Oh, you know, I don't like the way these people talk about me. I'm going to cut off my social media because you don't hear what people are saying. Yeah. Some of y'all do that stuff. I hear the talk when a lot of them come on these interviews, these singers and stuff, right? And mainly the singers and the rappers. I very rarely hear from actors, but mainly the singers and the rappers. Like, yo, what do you have to prove, right? I don't get it. If people like your stuff, like your music, you know what I mean? Unless you'll say you're promoting like a brand or something like that. Some of y'all like to put your damn personal lives on the internet. And then y'all get mad when people judge you or criticize you. See what I'm saying? When people judge you or criticize you. Y'all want to get upset. But you don't want to put yourself out there. So why get mad? Why get upset? All right, so the next deadly sin is gluttony. Overconsumption, man. Endless scrolling. Watching video after video. Post after first. I ain't lying. I'm guilty of that shit. I ain't lying. I can scroll to that end for like 2 hours. I can be laying down in the bed if I ain't got to go to work. And I scroll. Because, you know what I mean? Because the content I've been watching, though, I like to watch a lot of funny content. Politics. I mean the politics. So I watch a lot of political content on my stuff. You see what I'm saying? What else I like to watch? Right? Funny videos. Especially a lot of them videos with them Jamaicans. A lot of Jamaicans are really funny. They make some funny, cute little videos, man. And a lot of times that got me hooked. I like to see people dance, actual dance, not twerking, choreograph, dance moves. I watch that. And my favorite one to watch when I'm scrolling through the internet is when I see an artist I've never heard of before, an independent artist, come on my feed, rapper, right? And they be just killing it. And in my mind, I'm like, damn, I wish the damn rapper that sound good to me could explode. You see what I'm saying? Could make it bigger in the mainstream. You know what I mean? That type of stuff I like to watch. So I'm guilty of gluttony too and overconsumption of all that stuff, man. All right? Last but sloth, passive living, right? People spend more time watching others live than living their own lives, right? Sometimes a lot of people be like, go scrolling through somebody's favorite famous person and wishing in their mind, wishing they had the damn lifestyle. See what I'm saying? Instead of they work hard to try to achieve the great goal that I know that they can achieve, right, with hard work. You see what I'm saying? They could do that. The impact sometimes of the mental health, though, man, is lack of motivation, procrastination, and feelings of being stuck in life. A lot of people feel that way. I feel that way at times. I'm stuck. Like, this is all I'm going to do for the rest of my life? I feel that way. But I don't really watch what other people, how they live their lives on the damn internet. I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't like watching certain things. So I'm saying, if somebody bragging about the house, what they have, I'll scroll past that shit. I could care less. Because I know I can't afford the damn house. If they're bragging about the damn cars, right? I'm like, oh, this is a nice damn car. Then I'll scroll past it. I know I can't afford the damn car. See what I'm saying? I live in my own tax bracket. You understand that, right? You should live in yours too. Until better comes along. But don't let the damn internet, man, succumb you, right? You get succumbed and you get sucked into this internet stuff. Because the things on the internet aren't real. So I'm saying? The internet is the devil's playground. The devil, right? If you believe in God, the devil is really looking for you. You know the video when you say, Uncle Sam wants you. Well, the devil is looking for you through the damn internet. You understand me, right? Through the internet. Social media didn't create these things. It just gave them a platform. And now it profits off of them. And who really profits? Not you. You might make a few dollars. Not really you. The people that own this stuff. The owners of this social media, right? Now, before I move on, I got to say something, man. This lady sued Facebook or YouTube, whatever, about, I guess, I don't know, social media and her mental health, whatever. And she actually won, right? Now, she's about 18, 19 when she sued, when she started suing, right? But I have a damn, a gripe with that though, right? I'm going to tell you why. She was a teenager when she started messing with, of course, social media. So I'm saying? So as a young teenager, right? If they like something, it's going to consume them. So she sued social media because of her mental health. You know, and she won. So this now could set the precedent of what's coming in the future. But my thing is, where is the damn mama? Sorry. But the parents got to take responsibility too, man. Come on now. The parents got to take the damn responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Do you watch your damn kids be doing on the damn internet? Do you take the phones away from them? All that stuff? Do you do that? Do you be like, you know what, you'll be on the phone too damn long. Let me grab your phone for a couple hours. Let's get off the damn Snapchat for a little while. Let's get off Facebook for a little while. You know what I mean? I give you back a phone, but you need a break. Go outside and play. Whatever. Do the parents do that? Or the parents just let the kids be on the damn on the internet, on the phone, double call to keep their ass quiet. To keep them quiet. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to be bothered. Let me know. Because I think about those type of things. Now let's go to fake relationships, right? And performative love. Public love, private problems. How many times, right, you see people on the internet shows off, I'm so happy, so happy. All right, that's from the movie Anger Management, okay? Right? Show out how happy they are. And guess what? Behind the damn scenes, they're not happy. They're just faking the funk. Excuse me, they're faking it. How many times you see that, right? Sometimes they be posting to prove their love. Instead of building relationships, people try to prove them online. The fake internet, right? People try to prove their stuff. You understand that? People try to prove that they love. Oh, I love this person. That's what they say. I love this person. But as soon as the camera cuts off, I can't stand this mother. I can't stand this mofo. You know what I'm saying? He gets on my goddamn nerve. For real. How many times they do that stuff, man? Faking the funk, as we would say when we're going up, right? Building up a lot of propaganda. Propaganda. You know what I'm saying? Perpetrating a fraud. As MC Shan would say in his music back in the 80s. The perpetrating a fraud. Right? Sometimes the pressure to look perfect. Why? In life, no one's perfect. Only one person is perfect, and that's the man above, the great God. He's perfect. But we as human beings, we're not perfect. So we don't have to look perfect. Be who you are. You understand me? Be who you are. Breakups become content, right? Just like I said, why did Megan Thee Stallion have to post that shit online about her and Klay Thompson breaking up? Who really cares? Some ladies do. You know what I'm saying? Even heartbreak becomes a damn post. Why you gotta post that shit? Let it just play out naturally. Eventually people find out. You know what I mean? Some of the young people, especially young famous people, man, they post too much crap online. I love Cardi B, but she posts too much of a personal shit online. So now I'm like, damn, I always think, stop that crap. You know what I mean? Stop posting things online, your personal stuff. 9 times out of 10, when people start posting their relationship online, it's not going to last. Right? 9 times out of 10, it won't last. If you have 2 people in the public eye, and both of y'all put your relationship on blast or on the internet all the damn time, 9 times out of 10, y'all going to break up. Yeah, you're not last 10 years or 20 years or 20 years as a couple. I'm telling you, man. Keep your personal business off the internet. You know what I mean? Keep your personal business off the internet. A lot of times outsiders too be weighing on that relationship, right? Strangers give opinions on relationships they're not part of, right? Just like I said, look at all of them people who was coming after Klay Thompson, man. All of them women. Always these women, man, right? And I need to say something about this too. These women will defend these damn rappers that they don't know. The female rappers, right? Defend them wholeheartedly. But yet, when a racist white man says, especially a politician, says something about a black woman, I don't see the outrage by black women. So I'm saying, I don't see the damn outrage. You know what I mean? These black women could get disrespected by some of these racist white politicians, all these racist white podcast personalities, right? But they don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't go after those people. But you want to worry about Megan and this talent relationship. So I let them be. They're going after the door. She'll figure the shit out. You know what I mean? She'll figure it out. She's a very smart young, she's a business woman. Very intelligent. You know what I mean? She got people that work for her. You see what I'm saying? So she be all right, she's a boss. And that's why she got respect. Her bossness. This black woman, Megan Thee Stallion, is a boss. Remember that. You know what I'm saying? And she doesn't have does her music, right, who people work for her in the music part, but in other ventures too. She is a boss. And that's what we need to look at. She only 31 years old. She's fine. She'll find love maybe later in life. You know what I mean? If I was her, I'll just calm down for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Be out of a relationship for a little while. Get her a little knick-knack every now and then. Send Duda off on his way. And be single for a while. Nothing wrong with that. You understand me? Nothing wrong with that at all, man. For real. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Sometimes with the internet, right? People believe about what your relationship may not be true. Right? Just keep your stuff off the internet, man. That's all I'm saying. Keep your stuff off the internet. Sometimes you cloud chase, you lose your identity. You lose your identity when you cloud chase because that's not you. You're being fake. And why you want to chase cloud chasing for, huh? Lying to the people, right? Some people like, fake it till you got it, till you make it. Figure out all that. Don't fake shit. Then you ain't got it. Because if you don't make it, then people gonna call your ass out. If you don't make it, people are gonna call you out. Like this damn dude lying like hell. This dude said tell me he got a Benz 190. You know what I mean? But he driving a hoopty, a bucket, a raggedy car. A Pinto, although they don't make Pintos anymore, right? That's what he's driving. You know what I mean? He said he got a brand new Beamer, but he drives this raggedy ass Chevy. The raggedy looking Chevy look like it needs a damn paint job or something. You know what I mean? He's trying to blast damn music in the damn car, and the damn music sound raggedy. The speaker's so raggedy in his car. But you want to pretend that you have what you don't got because of the damn internet. Right? You post a damn picture of a brand new car, but when people see you, you're driving a raggedy-ass Chevrolet or something. Old Chevrolet. That they don't even make anymore. Old Pinto. That they don't even make anymore. See what I'm saying? Trends over values, right? This is very important because people follow trends even when they go against their own beliefs, man. Even when they go against their own damn beliefs, some people do that shit. the followers there in trend, knowing damn well it's not them, or they don't believe in that. You know what I mean? All that stuff, right? Sometimes this could be a character too. People create fake personas just for attention. You know what I mean? People try to be fake just to have attention, man. Just to have attention. Why? Well, you don't have to do that. Just be who you are. Even if you don't get 10,000 likes or whatever. If you get 10 likes, 100 likes, at least you're not fake. So I'm saying? You are not fake. Right? You start losing your authenticity. The real person disappears inside of you. The real person inside of you, that's not you. You know what I mean? It ain't you. So why be fake? Posing fake doctor pictures of your damn self. Come on, man. Sometimes the content is made for views, not a purpose. So when you are posing, why what purpose are you serving? Nothing. See what I'm saying? You could have a damn identity crisis. People sometimes forget who they are. They do. They forget who they are. Social media, the devil's playground. Social media. Oh, this water is so good. It's the devil's playground. All right. Social media and your mental health. Let's do a deep dive now. Anxiety from constant exposure, right? People feel the pressure just to try to keep up with other people. Keeping up with Kardashians, right? Keeping up with the Kardashians. You know what I mean? You want to have the damn Kardashian look without the Kardashian money. But you're faking. You're faking the funk. Depression comes from comparison. Feeling behind leads to sadness. You know what I mean? You see other people looking good, having a nice home. Then you went, oh man, I wish that was me. My life just sucks right now. I hate my life. I hate these things about myself. You know, man, I can't take it no more. All this happening to me. I'm in this bull crap ass job. I'm making just a little bit of damn money. Right? I'm trying to make it. I want my music to take off. But nothing is happening. You know what I mean? Because you're watching other people being successful through the internet, not knowing what's going on with them behind the scenes. So I'm saying? Sometimes, too, you get lonely. Despite the connections, right? You might have people, you might be engaging people, but sometimes you can be lonely too. Because when you cut the screen off, then you by yourself, right? Being online doesn't mean being connected, man. Overstimulating too. Too much content overwhelms your brain. Sleep disruption, late night, scrolling affects your rest. You gotta get some sleep. Right? The dopamine dependency, right? People become addicted to notification. You know what I mean? Cut the damn crap off at nighttime, go take your ass to bed. Right? Cut it off. Take it behind you behind to bed, man. Get some sleep. It'll be the next day. Sometimes mood becomes tied to online experience, man. Time wasted and life delayed for some people. Hours turn into days. Time disappears quickly. Productivity drops, right? Less focus on your goal because of this internet stuff. Some of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you delay the damn dreams because of the internet. Plan or postpone. Distractions from the purpose. People lose direction. Short attention span. Now, this is very important. A lot of y'all out there have short attention span because of the internet, because a lot of times y'all see a lot of these too many clips without any freaking context, right? sometimes with the internet, a lot of y'all do not have critical thinking. Critical thinking, man. You all right? So you got to take accountable for your stuff. It's not just the app, it's you as well. We choose how we use it, right? Use the app wisely, man. Tell you, social media isn't evil, but the way we use it can destroy us. It feeds pride. It fuels envy. It promotes lust. It rewards greed. It spreads wrath. It encourages overconsumption, and it creates passivity. The question is, are you controlling it, or is it controlling you? Now, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.